Merry Christmas! I wish you a Merry Christmas on this 6th of January, not because I'm calendrically challenged or befuddled as a result of attending a raucous 12th night party last night to celebrate the end of the Christmas season and the traditional date for taking down one's Christmas tree. No, I wish you a Merry Christmas today on this Feast of the Epiphany, because today, the 6th of January, the Feast of the Epiphany is our Christmas. The key word here is our. By our Christmas, I mean the Christmas for us Gentiles. On December 25th, we celebrated the Feast of the Incarnation. That festival is primarily the celebration of the birth of the God-man Jesus Christ, who came into the world to fulfill God's promise of a Mashiach, an anointed Redeemer King for his people Israel. Our text for today makes that focus very clear. In Isaiah 60, we have a text which is not spoken to us Gentiles. All the references in the text to the audience are feminine. The you to whom the prophet speaks is Jerusalem. Remember, place names are feminine in Hebrew. And in speaking to Jerusalem, God speaks to all Israel. It is to them and not to us that God says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has begun to shine upon you. To be sure, darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will shine upon you and his glory will appear around you." Oh, that most blessed of days! The day of Jesus' birth was the culmination of all the promises that God had made to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to Moses, to Joshua, Samuel, Nathan, David, Solomon, to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, not to mention Ezra and Nehemiah, and most especially to Eve and Sarah and aged Hannah and old Simeon and blessed Zacharias, and finally to Mary, most blessed of women, that one day God himself would come to redeem his people Israel. And come he did. So on the 25th of December, we celebrate the Mass of Christ, the Mashiach, the Anointed One of Israel. That was Israel's Christmas. Today, we celebrate ours. We celebrate our Christmas today because Isaiah's prophecy does not end at verse 2. He continues, still speaking to Jerusalem, but now speaking about us when he says, "The nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your shining. Look around and see all of them gather together. They will bear gold and frankincense, and they will declare the praises of the Lord." It is in fulfillment of this prophecy that we celebrate today. To fulfill the words of this prophecy, the wise men sought out the birthplace of Jesus and came at last to Bethlehem to worship Israel's newborn Mashiach. And in receiving their worship, God made this our Christmas. Now, sitting there during the hymn, looking at this nativity scene, the thought struck me. This isn't a nativity scene. It's not a Christmas scene. It's an epiphany scene. The wise men are there. They weren't there on Christmas when Jesus was born. So we need to do something about this, right? Is Dr. Burrison here? Not here. President Myers here. Make a note of this, please. Next year, here's what we need to do. We don't put these guys out on Christmas, okay? We keep them to the side. Just all those guys, they're out here. Everything's fine. For Epiphany, we bring these guys out and put them here. Now, we don't take the others away because that would reflect a replacement theology that somehow the Gentile church has replaced Israel in God's sight. And that would be bad theology. So we don't do that. But we put them here because in doing so, we would not only be a little more historically accurate, but also we would be reflecting the real theology of the Epiphany. Namely, that on this festival, God has incorporated us Gentiles into the promises fulfilled on Christmas Day. And that's what makes Epiphany our Christmas. You see, when God received the worship of the representatives of the kingdom of the earth, he revealed himself to be not just Israel's Messiah, but ours too. Not just Israel's God, but God for us, Gentiles. On that first Epiphany, God began to fulfill what he had said so many times through the prophets in the Old Testament, that in choosing and redeeming Israel, he was not doing something for them alone, but rather acting through them and in them to redeem all the creation that was estranged from him by the disobedience of our first parents. The harvest of the nations, of which the Old Testament speaks so often, began on that first Epiphany, and it continues to this day. And that makes today our Christmas. Epiphany is the celebration of the revelation that Israel's Messiah has come for us Gentiles also. We were not God's people. We had no right to expect that God would care for us or save us. He had made no promises to us. But now he has grafted us into his people so that we who were not God's people are now one with Israel, joint heirs by faith of all the promises that God made to Israel. I realize that all this seems kind of an obvious and natural thing to say among this gathering of Gentiles. It seems normal to us to hear that. But it's not the way that it was at the time. It's a common thing in the world that even those who come one generation after a world-changing event often find it difficult to understand what the world was like before that event. So if we fail to appreciate the radical change that was revealed on that first Epiphany, that first Gentile Christmas, we're not alone. Most of the people at the time didn't understand it either. But St. Paul understood. He even experienced that radical change. And writing to the church at Ephesus in what is our epistle lesson for today, St. Paul speaks of what he called the mystery of Christ when he says in Ephesians 3:6, "This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." And so today, as we Gentiles gather on this holy feast of the Epiphany, we celebrate that mystery of Christ revealed by God through Jesus on his birth, through the prophets, through the St. Paul and the author writers of the New Testament. As we participate in the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, as we come to God and declare the praises of the Lord through Jesus Christ, Israel's Messiah, and by God's grace, also ours. Amen. Oh, by the way, Merry Gentile Christmas.